The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Beachgoers, take caution today. The National Weather Service has issued a beach hazard warning for sneaker waves and rip currents. KCBS's Shannon Golden joins us from San Francisco's Ocean Beach with details.
We have a long period southwesterly swell moving into the area that's currently impacting the region now. And we really encourage people to stay out of the water if at all possible.
Roger Goss with the National Weather Service says these conditions can catch even the most experienced swimmers off guard. But despite the warning, there are still some brave surfers here at Ocean Beach.
We saw some swell coming in. We decided to head out.
Cole is all too familiar with what it feels like to get caught up in a rip current.
It's not like super obvious, but you like kind of can tell that you're getting pulled out. And so you just got to stay calm and kind of paddle away from it and not try to paddle into shore.
And even those out of the water should take heed. Sneaker waves can surge up the shoreline with no warning. That's why Joe never turns his back to the waves as he takes his daily walks.
It kind of creeps up on you. You don't realize it. And it's kind of scary. It almost knocks you off your feet.
At Ocean Beach, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Despite assurances from the current administration, many fear that Social Security is facing cuts. As KCBS's David Welch reports, the popular program turns 90 this week, and unless there are changes to how people get funded, those fears could easily become a reality.
The Social Security Trust Fund, which benefits more than 60 million retirees, is expected to run out of cash. If Congress doesn't act, it's facing big cuts in a short 8 years.
This is a program that people have paid into and they've earned.
Michael Murray with AARP says that alone should spur Congress into action. And as the director of the California chapter, he's encouraging all his members to get involved.
We want our representatives to hear the real stories about how important Social Security is to those who receive it.
He says they're asking Congress for bipartisan action, and to further that point, they're organizing a pledge for people of all political parties to sign.
We want folks to know that we've been fighting for Social Security for over 60 years. We're certainly going to continue to fight for this.
And despite what looks like a looming deadline, he says he's confident the program will survive.
Social Security is here to stay.
David Welch, KCBS.
After a long hiatus, the casual carpool is officially back. KCBS's Matt Bigler grabbed a ride on the first day.
Okay, we're getting in the casual carpool.
It turns out this was the first casual carpool of the relaunched program connecting drivers with passengers to qualify for the HOV lanes on the Bay Bridge.
Okay, we just whizzed through the toll plaza.
This is one way that I can make part of capitalism a little bit more accessible and a little bit easier.
Our driver, Ken Hazelwood from Oakland, has absolutely no qualms about letting complete strangers, like me, into her Subaru.
Well, the reality is a carpool requires three people. So there is not one stranger. There's two strangers. And if you believe in safety in numbers, you have them.
After Kenna dropped us off near the Salesforce Transit Center, I debriefed Jamie, a first-time casual carpooler.
What was your experience? What did you think of casual carpool?
I mean, it was great. It was super convenient. We flew right through the tolls. It probably saved 10, 15 minutes versus driving. Saved a few bucks versus the bus, so it was great.
Absolutely thrilled with day one. Absolutely thrilled. We've had about five cars completed.
Organizer Camille Bermudez says Casual Carpool 2.0 did have a bit of a bumpy start.
I will admit that we had one car that unfortunately did have to leave without passengers, but that's not frequent, right? This is, and we do have a passenger now waiting.
She's hoping the word gets out that Casual Carpool is back. For more information, go to sfcasualcarpool.com.
Bye-bye.
In Oakland and San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Contra Costa Health has a new director. The Board of Supervisors today appointed Dr. Grant Colfax to the role effective next week. Dr. Colfax served as San Francisco's city and county's director of health during the pandemic. He's also been director of the HIV prevention and research for San Francisco's Department of Public Health, as well as director of national AIDS policy for the White House. Dr. Colfax brings that experience to the integrated East Bay Health System, serving over a million county residents. Excitement is building. We are now just a few weeks away from the start of the new NFL regular season. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, where fans had a final chance to watch the 49ers tune up before the new season kicks off.
Another big crowd filling the bleachers at the 49ers practice facility next to Levi's Stadium to watch the team's final open practice before the start of the new year. The luxury of a new season is a fresh start and fresh optimism. Tanji is from Oakland.
You know, we have some new players out there, so good energy, you know, just sending out positive vibes to the players.
Preseason games don't mean much, but Kenny from Sacramento says there's still work to be done.
I feel like the defense looks good. The offense was a little shaky.
He's hoping some of the team's young players will step up.
I feel like if the D-line is good, everything else will be all right.
The 49ers were plagued by injuries and some bad luck last season. That injury bug has lingered into this training camp as well. Johan is from Hayward.
Hopefully we can stay healthy. So no injuries, but excited for new beginnings.
Saturday, the 49ers will take on the Raiders in Las Vegas for week two of the preseason. At Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
More than a week before classes begin at the financially struggling Sonoma State, there is some good news. The university was already getting $45 million from the state to grow and stabilize key programs. Now, State Senate President Mike McGuire says Cal State University System is pledging another $45 million to boost enrollment and help students who lost their majors because of January program cuts. Earlier this year, Sonoma State cut all sports teams, around two dozen degree programs, and six academic departments to cover a $24 million deficit. Sonoma State has also been suffering from a drop in enrollment in recent years. Oakland's new mayor is fighting some federal headwinds as she marks her 100th day in office. KCBS's Brett Burkhart reports.
Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee says she hit the ground running considering she was voted into office in a special election.
It's a challenge, but with every challenge, we see opportunities.
As she works to bring stakeholders from the community to get involved in policy changes that she says is making a difference, with the overall crime rate down by 28% in the first 6 months of the year.
Homicide down 24%. Robbery's down 41%, auto theft down 46%.
Something she says you wouldn't know if you listened to recent comments about Oakland.
And then you have, of course, Baltimore and Oakland. We don't even mention that anymore. They're so far gone.
Just as FYI, these are dog whistles also. It just happens that all of these cities, you know, have black and brown populations. And also serving with mayors that are black.
Regardless, she's moving forward looking into local policy changes that will keep the momentum going in Oakland while being vigilant about political headwinds.
The whole playbook also is about military occupation of cities. And this is very dangerous. And so we're working with our city officials. We're watching what's taking place.
Brett Burkhart, KCBS.
Police brass toured San Francisco Chinatown today to hear from residents about what they want from the department and the city. Here's KCBS's Raquel Maria Dillon.
San Francisco's interim police chief Paul Yep grew up here, speaks Cantonese, and worked at Central Station for years.
Chinatown was a perfect place to have a footbeat, so we instituted that program, and it's been a tremendous success, so we want to continue that. We actually want to build that out into other neighborhoods in San Francisco, and I think it's really a model.
He gave out police badge stickers to kids walking with their grandmas and families of tourists alike. The official occasion for this walking tour was a new leader at Central Station, Captain Chris Delgandio. Yep is interim police chief, but this felt a little like a political meet and greet.
And this is a perfect opportunity for the community to meet their new captain and their fifth lieutenant.
Restaurant and shop owners told police leaders that public safety is key to keeping them in business, as well as dealing with homelessness and keeping the streets clean. In San Francisco, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KCBS.
All right, want to feel really small? Go outside tonight and check out the Perseid Meteor Shower. It's one of the strongest meteor showers of the year, and it is peaking tonight into early tomorrow morning. More from KCBS's Holly Kwan.
They're already sold out for the Perseid viewing at Oakland's Chabot Space and Science Center. It's not the telescopes you want, it's the darkness, with meteors best spotted with the naked eye. Clara Moskowitz is senior editor at Scientific American.
They light up in a flash and then they're gone, but there's so many of them that anytime you go out, you should be able to see, you know, possibly 100 an hour, although the moon is marring the sight a little bit for us. So you need to find a dark spot of sky, and that's a little bit hard with such a bright moon up there.
But if you do spot them, she says, they're one of the best ways to distract us, even for a moment, from our own problems.
You don't even need to know that it's going on. You might just be walking in the parking lot to your car and you look up and you see something in the sky and it reminds you that the universe is going on around us, whether we pay attention or not, you know, but it's there for all of us. This happens every year. And it's just a little bit of constancy in our lives, which are filled with so much chaos down on this planet.
Holly Kwon, KCBS.
There is an air quality advisory in effect for today. However, KCBS's Raquel Maria Dillon reports the air pollution likely will not reach ground level.
Aaron Richardson with the Bay Area Air Quality Management District explains the wildfire smoke is coming from a major wildfire burning at least 150 miles away.
Overnight, we've had a little bit of sort of southerly flow, and it's bringing a smoke plume from the Gifford Fire in Southern California over the Bay Area, especially the southern and eastern portion. So we're going to see hazy skies and, possibly some impacts at higher elevation.
The smoke will be visible, but it's expected to stay high in the air, which makes it less dangerous. Air quality ratings at ground level are predicted to stay in the good range, green on air pollution maps. Air regulators have not declared a spare the air day because the marine layer will roll onshore tonight and clear out the smoke. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KCBS.
And Raquel nailed it. The air quality reading in San Francisco right now is solidly in the good range. Same story in Oakland, the North Bay, and Contra Costa County. It has crept into the moderate range in San Jose.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts. And stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.